And I think the Nobel does occupy a very interesting and I think very high place in people's ambitions and ideals. And so to win the Nobel is a kind of a metaphor for, you know, what people strive for, the best things that people have achieved in all these different disciplines over the last century and more, you know. And so I think what the prize stands for is very important for me. And the other thing that's very important is, because, you know, I've won the Literature Prize, I look at my fellow laureates down the years and my jaw drops that I'm finding myself in the company of those people, some of my greatest heroes. So it does feel unreal. I mean, even, you know, coming right into the present, you know, Bob Dylan, who won it last year, he's been a huge hero of mine since childhood. But, you know, it just goes on. You know, García Márquez, Samuel Beckett. I mean, people who've had such an enormous effect on my life, never mind my writing. To go in their footsteps is incredible. But I think the really important thing is that the Nobel is an idea that has captured the minds of people all over the world. And I think it's an idea for the good. You know, it's a unifying idea. And that's why I'm really proud to win this.
So why has Kazuo Ishiguro won the Nobel Prize?
I have a very vivid memory of first meeting him, and he was carrying a typewriter and a guitar.
Critic Robert McCrum was a young editor at Faber and Faber when, in 1979, that young writer arrived at the publisher's office. Born in Nagasaki in 1954, Ishiguro moved to Surrey with his Japanese parents at the age of five. Although he'd just finished a creative writing course at the University of East Anglia, Ish, as he was known, was still dreaming of a musical future as a singer-songwriter.
It's very timely that his prize should come the year after Bob Dylan, who was a great hero of his. I remember anxiously asking, was there a first novel on the way? And there was, half of it. I can see meeting him, and I can see the typescript in a kind of lime green folder. And it was very vivid. He didn't change a word. It was there from the very beginning. I was new to the game and finding my feet, and I just thought, well, we must buy this at once before anyone else gets it. It's just too good to miss.
That manuscript turned out to be his first novel, A Pale View of Hills. So was there an Ishiguro style from the outset?
When you ask about characterising his writing, the first thing that comes to mind is how strange it is. It's really eerily strange, and it has the strangeness of a great voice. And it's the strangeness of this collision between Japan and England.
Segment
1. And I think the Nobel does occupy a very interesting and I think very high place in people's ambitions and ideals. And so to win the Nobel is a kind of a metaphor for, you know, what people strive for, the best things that people have achieved in all these different disciplines over the last century and more, you know. And so I think what the prize stands for is very important for me. And the other thing that's very important is, because, you know, I've won the Literature Prize, I look at my fellow laureates down the years and my jaw drops that I'm finding myself in the company of those people, some of my greatest heroes.
Segment 2.
So it does feel unreal. I mean, even, you know, coming right into the present, you know, Bob Dylan, who won it last year, he's been a huge hero of mine since childhood. But, you know, it just goes on. You know, García Márquez, Samuel Beckett. I mean, people who've had such an enormous effect on my life, never mind my writing, to go in their footsteps is incredible. But I think the really important thing is that the Nobel is an idea that has captured the minds of people all over the world. And I think it's an idea for the good. You know, it's a unifying idea. And that's why I'm really proud to win this.
So why has Kazuo Ishiguro won the Nobel Prize?
Segment 3.
I have a very vivid memory of first meeting him, and he was carrying a typewriter and a guitar.
Critic Robert McCrum was a young editor at Faber & Faber when, in 1979, that young writer arrived at the publisher's office. Born in Nagasaki in 1954, Ishiguro moved to Surrey with his Japanese parents at the age of five. Although he'd just finished a creative writing course at the University of East Anglia, Ish, as he was known, was still dreaming of a musical future as a singer-songwriter.
It's very timely that his prize should come the year after Bob Dylan, who was a great hero of his. I remember anxiously asking, was there a first novel on the way? And there was, half of it.
Segment 4.
I can see meeting him, and I can see the typescript in a kind of lime green folder. And it was very vivid. He didn't change a word. It was there from the very beginning. I was new to the game and finding my feet, and I just thought, well, we must buy this at once before anyone else gets it. It's just too good to miss.
That manuscript turned out to be his first novel, A Pale View of Hills. So was there an Ishiguro style from the outset?
When you ask about characterising his writing, the first thing that comes to mind is how strange it is. It's really eerily strange, and it has the strangeness of a great voice, and it's the strangeness of this collision between Japan and England.